All right. So today's podcast is going to be talking about a topic that I had some experience in, obviously myself going to college, and really want to try to relay this information on to anyone that's getting out of high school, maybe a couple of years out of high school, maybe you're 50, and you just want some more information about what you think might work best for you long term, and you don't like the position you're in, and you're trying to potentially grow out of that position and do something better in your current field, or maybe you just want to switch fields altogether. So the premises of this topic is, should I go to college in 2020? I think that's a pretty broad question that I was asked, but the biggest thing that I would say is you have to focus on what's going to get me further to the next level. And what I mean by that is, let's just say you're fresh out of high school, all of your friends and your relatives and your parents are telling you, you need to go to college. Now that's great, but if you don't have any idea, I mean, some things look kind of fun, some things look like you might want to do them, and you go to the college campus and you're feeling all good, you're like, this is great, my friends are going here, my girlfriend, boyfriend's going there. Definitely don't do it just for that. That's number one. You really need to focus on the money part of things. What I mean by that is not what you're going to make after. That's not what I'm talking about. Although you should know how much you're going to make after college so that you have some type of idea on whether or not this is going to be a good investment for you. Because you have to look at college as an investment. 99% of people don't. They look at it as, you know, this is the next step after high school, or this is the next step, I just need to go do it. But they don't really have any idea what they're going to do. So they go, they talk to the guidance counselor, they pick a random degree that looks great to them, and then they're off and running. You know, you're screwed. And luckily, some people do fall into what they love to do, but I would say if you look at the numbers, majority of people are not happy in their daily lives in terms of work. So that's a real problem and something that necessarily cannot be solved by just quickly changing your degree. Because once you take that path and you start taking classes, you are paying tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, for something that you're not going to even want. And believe me, there's no getting your money back. Even if you take one class, they're going to demand that money. And if you take one class and you say, hey, I'm done, you leave, you quit, don't worry, they're still going to get their money from you. So really, the number one thing I would say to do is, if you're really not sure, but you have some type of interest in a field, let's just say, for example, you really want to be a massage therapist. And you're looking at that field and you're like, that seems very interesting to me. I'm not sure if I'm ready to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to acquire that skill, but it seems really interesting to me. So what I would do, instead of going to college, is there's probably 10,000 videos on YouTube about massage therapy. So you can watch it in action. You can watch people currently in the field, what they're saying. Look at positives, definitely look at negatives, because that's what you want to know. You want to know, obviously, there's positives in every position. But you want to know, what are the negatives that potentially might deter me from ever wanting to do this? That's a huge thing that you have to look at. And especially from a financial point of view, you have to look at, is this going to be something that's going to be worth it for me to spend all this money? Very important. So that's the first key thing, is do a lot of research, watch videos, and see if you like it. Now, if you're on that next part and you're saying like, well, hey, I'm 18, like I have to do something, go work. I mean, most likely, if you're younger, you're going to be living at home. And if you are, that's the time you want to work 60, 70 hours a week to accumulate a lot of cash so that you can pay for college as you go. Most people make the mistake with, I'm going to have fun, I'm not going to listen to anybody, and I'm just going to go and do whatever. But, and I'll, you know, hey, I'll walk out with a $30,000 debt or $100,000 debt, but I'll worry about that later. Or that job will pay for that. Yeah, right. So if you've taken that first step, you've looked at all the YouTube videos, you've looked online, you've done some research, and you like that career choice, the next step is then contact 10 people in that field, all local people, and see if you can go work for free for 1 week. And I mean that. They might pay you. They might. And a lot of people, you might say like, oh, I'm scared to call. I'm scared, you know, send them an email, you know. I personally would call them. So I want to get the information right away. But I would email them and just say, hey, I'm interested in your field. And I'm considering going to college for it. I just wanted to know if it would be okay with you if I came and shadowed you or helped you with whatever for an entire week. So if you go work a 40-hour week with someone, you might say like, wow, it's a lot of time I got to put in. Hey, you're going to be doing this for 40 hours a week for the rest of your life. So you can sacrifice 1 week before you go spend all that money to see if it's a really good investment for you. So if you go there and you find a good person that will help you along the way, might even become a really good mentor to you throughout the whole process. But they're going to tell you all the ins and outs all through the week, hopefully. They're going to tell you what's good, what's not good. Hopefully you get someone that's not too down in the dumps about their position. Hopefully you find someone that is truly passionate, because if they just, you know, turn you away right away, that might not be the best person. So that's why I've also recommended as well, potentially just doing like one day with one person or 2 days with one person, 2 days with another, to get some different, varying opinions. And you can see how different techniques and people do things, for sure, different environments, and see where you're comfortable, if you're liking it. Now, I can't say for certain that even though you work 1 week, you're not going to not hate it a year from now. That's kind of hard to say, but so much more than those, I get very mad at them, but the tricks and scams that the colleges put people in, when you first call them on the phone or you go on their website and they show you that list of programs and you're like, ah, God, I can't figure out anything. And they're right there with a pen, like, what degree are you going to pick? You have 20 minutes to figure out the rest of your life. It's just complete, complete bullcrap. And they screw kids and they screw people every single day. So that's a couple steps that I would like you to follow that I think will be really beneficial to you financially. If you're trying to figure out if you should go to school, is, you know, it doesn't matter if you want to be someone in the trades, doesn't matter if you want to be someone that wants to be a doctor. Some positions are going to be harder to go and experience it firsthand, but a lot of them you can. I mean, a lot of them you can work for free, watch, see what they do, and you're going to be amazed at what the type of experience that you possibly can get from it. So thanks for watching this video, and thanks for listening on the podcast. If you have any questions about my experience and what it did for me and how you can potentially, maybe you strike out in those first two things, you know, you've done the research and you're not really getting that information, or you're not really getting that drive, and no one will potentially let you come and visit. There's a couple other strategies as well that I'll talk about in a further podcast, so check that out. But I appreciate you guys listening today, and we'll talk soon.